Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the In the Know call. I'm Walter McFashion, and I'm joined here with Sammy Shoup from our marketing department. Say hello,
hey,
Sammy.
Hey.
And first, I just want to say welcome to the holiday season.
We're in it.
It's definitely being kicked off. People are sending like crazy. We're getting questions on how to help people send cards, so it's a good thing. Good things are happening. So happy holidays, and we'll jump right into this. But first, for any of you new listeners, just to let you know, this call, the In the Know call, is specifically to just to let you know out in the field what are the questions, issues that support is getting that you may be getting. We want to provide you with the right answers so you can then provide answers to your customers and distributors out there. So we have several things to review this week. We had some changes that happened over the last couple of days that I think many of you have seen or felt, and we just want to get into that. But before we deal with the technical issues, I think I'll have Sammy go through any marketing stuff. We'll talk about the IT issues.
All right, sounds good, guys. So as you guys know, our holiday bonus challenge is going on right now. There's 8 days left, so you have through December 12th to make it happen. If you don't know what that is, go ahead and check out our resource center. It's one of the very first two icons in the very top of the resource center. Our holiday bonus challenge is a way for all of our referral partners to earn themselves a holiday bonus. You just need to get $2,000 in subscribing customer sales between November 12th and December 12th, and you earn an extra $2,000 bonus. On top of that, if you earn that bonus, we'll also go back and give you a double sponsor bonus for you that earned the $2,000 bonus. We'll go back through and everybody that purchased any type of elite package that you sponsored between those dates will give you a second sponsor bonus. So we'll pay a double sponsor bonus on those. So it's even more than $2,000, you know, if you've had some elite packages, which most of you have signed up in the past month. So it's even larger than $2,000. You've still got 8 days. It's possible, you know, make it happen. I've heard a lot of people say, well, my checks already go up in December and January because it's the holidays and, you know, so I don't really work as hard. Well, can you imagine if you made your checks go up even higher by going out and making new appointments, meeting new people, getting new subscriptions signed up into your business and your organization? I mean, the sky is the limit when it comes to that, and it boggles my mind when we hear, you know, some people say, well, we already get enough business during the holiday season, so we just don't have to, you know, we just don't have to go out and do it. Well, can you imagine what that would be if you did both? You let your commissions go up because of the busy time of year, but you also filled up your calendar with one-on-ones and creating parties and, I mean, whatever works for you, but we highly, highly suggest that you use this time and you use this busy season to set up your company for a it's a big deal. It's a big opportunity. So make sure you guys are taking advantage of that. Along the lines of January 2019, that's also when our point discount for cards goes up. Our point discount for cards ends. So when we released the new system back in April of this year, we allowed everyone who was a point user or a legacy user to continue sending cards for the same cost as you always have. We didn't change the pricing structure to be in alignment with our new plans and our new pricing. That is going to end January, so make sure, you know, send as many cards as you can now for only 3 points, because starting in January, two panels go up to 5 points, things like that. So check it out in the group, but that also ends in January 2019. 12 days of Christmas. We have a fun social media campaign going on that you can find on our Facebook fan page or on our Instagram page. And we're just going through the first 12 days of Christmas and recommending what we send to our friends and family to you guys out in the field. We try to tackle everybody on your list. In the marketing department, we went through everybody we had to buy for, and we came up with our recommendations of what we would send and what a lot of us are sending to our family and friends. So make sure you check those out on Facebook or on Instagram. Follow us. Just some ideas. There's different card ideas for each person as well as gift ideas for each person on your list. So make sure you follow us and check those out. Also, a little interesting thing happening tomorrow. We just learned of this today, as many of you did. The post offices in the United States are going to be closed tomorrow for delivery. This is in remembrance of former President George W. Bush. His funeral is taking place tomorrow, and it is a national day of mourning. We will still be here at Send Out Card, you know, all support, everything like that is all normal. But just we want everybody to know that deliveries in the U.S. won't be happening tomorrow due to this temporary shutdown. So start getting that word out. We're going to make sure it's posted on social to let everybody and their customers know. It'll just be a delay of one day, and everybody will be dealing with it. So it's not just the Send Out Cards thing, but it's the whole country. So keep your eye out for that. Also, make sure, if you haven't sent your cards yet, go check out our holiday checklist. The deadline for submitting your fonts is already passed. So if you haven't done that yet, you unfortunately won't be able to do that in time to add it to your holiday cards.
Right. So let me just clarify. You can still submit them.
Absolutely.
But the first was the deadline date just to ensure that you would get them in time to include in your holiday cards.
Yep. Yep, and we recommend all holiday cards be sent by or on as of December 15th in order to make sure that all of them get to their destination in time for December 25th. That is just our way of ensuring to our customers that their items will get there. Well, customers, users, everyone. We just want to make sure that your messages get where they're going when they're supposed to. So we recommend sending everything out by the 15th to make sure that everything gets there. I think that's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't pretty know good. If there's, oh, the other thing that we haven't talked to you guys about since we last were on this call is in the official Send Out Cards group, we've shared some referral partner ads that all of our referral partners can be sharing on their social media, in emails. I mean, just wherever you guys want to, basically. We created some referral partner ads. We're going to keep adding to those as well and create some for January and continuing forward. But you can go find those in the official Send Out Cards group. It's in one of the announcement posts pinned at the very top. So make sure you go check those out, download them, and share them. Use them to your benefit and, you know, get out there and build your business. We really want to help you in any way possible. Pretty sure that's it for us. So you're up.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, guys. Just want to talk about some bugs that have been fixed and some changes to the site that's happened over the last. Actually, I think it's been about 3-4 weeks since we've done our last call. So I'll just go over several things that have happened. First, we are in the holiday season. People are calling in, chatting in to support, and we do have some hold times going on, but just want to assure you that we are getting to you as soon as possible. We'll have everyone work in overtime, overtime, to help you as soon as possible. So just ask for your patience and for your downline's patience as we work through the holiday season. Let's talk about some bugs that got fixed. Couple of things. One of the major ones that happened over a week or so ago was People ran into problems sending large number of cards. So I think if it was anything over 600, you found that you couldn't send. So we did fix that. You can now send, I was told 2,500. I've heard that someone has actually sent up to 4,000. So, but you can send a larger group. So it should not be any reasons why you can't get your Christmas cards out there. Along that line, we fixed the problem with our groups. So there was an issue where if you had an existing group and you, let's say, had 10 people in that group, you went to add another two or three. For some reason, the system would kick out a random two from the group. We fixed that problem so you can add as many as you want to the group without any issues. Bart, if you're out there, I did get your report this morning. I think that's something different, so we'll look into that. We did have a couple issues or encounters with the relationship manager where some people were trying to go at child information and they found they couldn't. And we found the issue was that when the spouse information was already added to that contact, you couldn't add a child. We've cleaned that up, so now you can have your spouse and your child together with you in your contact. And I think that's some of the major bugs that have been fixed over the last week period. Couple of changes that we did to the site about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We did make the change on the site when you're looking at cards, when you select a card and when you go to checkout, it does mention now about the price increase that Sammy, or points increase that Sammy mentioned a moment ago. So we're, again, just prepping people to know that, yeah, cards are costing 3 points now, but come January 1st, they're going to increase to 5 points. So that's out there. Import process has improved, so you should not have any problems importing cards right now. And one of the major things we've added was in relationship, when you pull up a contact, there is now a history button, so you can go look at the history of cards you sent that person from the relationship manager. You don't have to go back to the card history, which has been very useful for me, awesome. At least.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I think that is it. The other major issue I want to bring up is, and what we posted in Facebook yesterday, is our new card validation process.
So this is awesome, guys. Listen up. This is a really big deal for us here.
So if you haven't seen it, there is a post in Facebook from yesterday, which kind of spells this out, but I'll just go through it. So currently, or as of last Friday, we put into place a new validation process. So we are actually validating addresses. So all cards that are being sent, let me correct that. Cards going to the U.S. address or Canadian address are going through this validation process. We're also validating asset, meaning photos. So if there is an issue with a photo, those will be flagged. Any fair use issues, which we've been working on, are being flagged. And any payment verification issues, where for some reason a credit card may not have ran, is being flagged. Couple of things about that. For the address verification and asset, the photo verification process, you do get notifications in your notification center in your account, and it'll just give you a link to click over to the card history, and it'll show you those cards. In card history, under status, those cards are being selected or are shown as held, so that way you can know which cards are being held for the address verification and the asset slash picture verification. Now, any payment verification cards that are being held are still showing under the pending section of your card history.
And just so you guys know, the reason for that is the pending is because that is something that needs to be done on your end. It's your card is out of service. The other is being held because something is wrong. Something is being flagged in our system as something that you need to take care of. Basically, it's our system saying we are holding it because something tells us that there's something wrong with this. The payment verification, that is, there's something wrong, but we need you to take action on that immediately, and it's, you know, it's on you if those cards are going to be sent out, if that makes sense. You still need to take actions on these cards that are being held if you want them to go out. But the reason why they're in different spots is because one is being held because we are telling you we're holding it. The other one is being held because you haven't updated your payment necessary for us to send those out.
Great. Thank you for that. So on this, with the address verification, I know some of you have run into issues where cards have been held, and it looks like to you the address is correct. And even there has been some reports of maybe in situations where you sent cards to someone at the same address and yet this run, they're being held. I want you to know that we had a nice long meeting with our IT team this morning, and we're looking at that and actually coming up with a solution that hopefully we can report on tomorrow on how to address those quickly. So just hold on, and we'll have some solutions out there for you soon on how to address those that are being held that you believe are correct.
The other thing that we're adding to the system, just because of your guys' feedback, because of Walter's communication with our users, we're going to be adding the reason for the rejection into this process.
So you know where to go and fix it.
So when you go into your system, you'll know that if it's the address that's throwing up the issue, if it's the asset that's throwing up the issue, it will tell you that. Now, again, this is a deployment that we've already done. But because of your guys' recommendations, we're going to be adding enhancements to it. So give us a little bit of time, like Walter said, to give us a little bit of time to add some enhancements to this tool. We'll get it working for you really, really smoothly. And just for example, the system over this weekend, over the past few days, has caught 16,000 incorrect addresses, image asset issues. To stop those from, or actually to get those sent,
great.
Our system found those errors, went in and fixed them before sending, and we got to send those out instead of those stopping and being completely stopped from sending at all. So it's working. We know that a few of you may be dealing with some concerns or some frustrations as far as still sending a few of those cards out. We're on it. We promise. We're right there with you. We're there. We are in the trenches. We're providing the best thing possible for you. So just bear with us for a few more days. I promise.
Yeah, good point. So good things are happening with this. Like Sammy said, we found and corrected 16,000 issues. So those potential 16,000 cards that would not have been sent or just got returned to sender. We made the correction so they could get to the right spot. So this is working as we expected. We did run into some other issues in terms of what is actually being validated. Again, we're addressing that. And hopefully we'll get things turned around so you have some solutions over the next day or so. Okay, and I think that's the major, major, major change that's happened in the last couple of days. Two other things I'm going to have Sammy talk about. The paid-for PIN, there's been an update to the PIN.
Got it, yep.
So talk about that.
So our paid-for PIN has been completely updated as far as color and rank advancement PINs, actually. The paid-for PIN now is a darker green, but also comes with your rank attached to it if you've rank advanced at all. So you'll be seeing... You've already seen probably on the post through Facebook that our rank advancing awards are changing the look and feel. We're changing the colors. We're changing all of the cards. We're changing the emails. We're changing everything with our rank advancement program to match with our paid for program. The paid for pins now are magnetic, so they are really easy to, not mess up your suit or your dress. We'll be sending out paid for pins, replacement pins to everybody who's gotten the teal, the mint blue color of paid for pins. You will all be getting a new paid for pin that is in this new dark green color, but you will get the pin that corresponds to your necessary rank. So just keep your eye out for that. It'll be a few weeks before it's sent, just because we want to kind of wait until a little bit of the holiday backlog is passed and we can make sure you guys get your things that you need. So just keep that in mind, but we're updating it all. It's all a new look and new feel, and it's really, really cool. Tina and our marketing department and our designers, Heather Harris, they've done just a really, really great job of creating a new rank advancement and paid for look and feel, and it's very classy and it's really awesome. So just be on the lookout for that. We'll be changing some stuff up.
Excellent. And I think we mentioned about the 2000. Still available for you, anybody who's out there trying to make it. The 2 cent Power of the Human Connection. So if you don't know, that promotion is going through the end of the year. So you now have still another, 26 days to send the Power of the Human Connection for 2 cents. It was supposed to end. Plus shipping, thank you. It was supposed to end at the end of November. We were doing so well with it, we decided to extend it so you guys can send out more copies. So do take advantage of that.
Yep.
Okay, go in and check out our new holiday card collection in the system.
Yep.
We have some Modern Memories, I think it is, Holiday Illustrated and Seasonal Sentiment Card. Go check those out. So we're just trying to make your card sending a lot easier for the holiday season. Okay, other than that, anything else? I think we covered pretty much everything we need to.
Yeah, I think we're good.
One other thing. Our quick support center. So you guys know, we're trying to put at your fingertips the tools to help yourself so you don't have to call support or you can do things on your own. Go check out our quick support center. It's out there. We've updated most of the information out there. We're going to be cleaning it up, so any outdated information should be out of the system within the next 2 days and replace it with all current information. If there's any articles you think would be beneficial that we don't have, send me an email, wmcfashion@centercross.com, and let me know what you think that is, and we will do our best to get it added.
If you're wondering where the quick support is, simply find the pink question mark that's down within your website. Click on that. And then you get three options for help, message, or chat, or something along those lines. And just click on the help. That'll take you to a screen that asks you to search for your answer. Search up anything that you're looking for. What we just talked about, the card validation process, that's in quick support. Tutorial.
One of the things we are going to be doing is we're going to add the frequently asked questions and put that at the top of the list. So you can easily access that at any time, and we'll be sure to update that as much as possible.
Yep. But this quick support is, you know, Walter's team has done a really good job of making sure that everything is there that you guys need. So just ask some questions. It's very intuitive, and we'll pull up the subject based on what you search for.
Especially this time of year, campaigns, imports, exports, so forth. All that information is out there, easy to follow.
Yep, absolutely. And don't forget your business training website. That will help you a lot with your customers that or team members that are just calling you that haven't been on the website for a while. Make sure you go to the business training website. You'll see all of our recommendations for how to use it, build it, and share it. But the main things right now are how to use it. And you can share those videos and share those tips and information with your users and your downline. So, you know, make sure you're checking out the resource center and the quick support to really hone in on what things you need for your users.
Excellent. Okay, that's it. Until next time, we do this call the first and third Tuesday of the month. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks where we'll go over the latest and greatest. If anything, any major issues come up, changes, be sure to look on Facebook. We'll let you know. And we're also updating the, when you call in, our on-the-hold messages. We're updating those frequently to give you more information. Same bad time, same bad channel. Bye, everyone.
Bye. The conference.